This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, so we're talking all kinds of stuff here with the draft and during the breaks and everything else, but I want to get to us. I feel bad about something. I need to confess. And we followed up on it a little bit yesterday.
Okay.
Something I probably should not have done. I feel like I got in Sean Pendergast's head with the whole the finger thing. For those.
This is funny.
It's affecting him. This was over a week ago, and he's still talking about. Okay, so for those who don't know.
Yeah, we probably should explain.
Oftentimes when Sean, you know, hangs out with one of the famous people that he loves hanging out with, he'll take a picture and he'll point at him. And we've all seen people do that. Like, hey.
I think he just do that in general,
like,
too.
Look at
famous
this guy.
Famous or not, yeah.
And I gave him a hard time about it. I said, your nickname should be The Finger.
Which, still, not a good nickname. I understand the finger. Genesis.
The Finger. He's still texting us about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Tony Khan.
Correct.
Was... In a picture with the new general manager and head coach and all that in Jacksonville, and he was doing the finger, and Sean texted us and still said, "Well, now I don't know if I can do this." Then he ended up doubling down.
Yes, he's doubled down.
I feel bad that I got in his head like that.
Don't. I don't think you should. At least.
Yeah.
I feel like you have other things that you probably should feel bad about.
There's a number of things.
I feel like this one is fine.
It's
like
way down the list.
I think it's fair. The only thing about it, and I hear you, is just. You know that moment where you alert someone to something that they had never even realized?
Yes, and they're self-conscious.
Yeah, but I feel like this is one that he could fairly examine. I think that was something that it was fair for him to look at and think about.
But, I shouldn't have said anything.
Do you feel like he upset, or do you feel like he's leaning in?
Self-conscious.
More? Really? Okay.
I think like the next few pictures he takes with people or famous people or whatever, he's not going to do the finger.
By the way, it's always funny when you say the finger, because I'm certain there's somebody who's listening that thinks that he's just middle fingering somebody. You know
no,
what I mean?
Forefinger.
No, yeah, it's just it's when he's pointing. I feel like the point would make more sense, but he's pointing.
I like the finger.
All right, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, 713-572-4610 is the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. What do you do with your hands when you take a picture? Because I found, and because I recommend
it. I struggle with that, too.
I started doing the H. Like,
put
the H town up.
Yeah.
And it has been quite positive for me. And so I'm like, do other people have other things? Or how many people actually end up doing the point at the person that they're with in the photo? You know?
Yeah. Now, if he changed his last name, which would be pretty drastic just for the sake of pictures.
I don't know. I feel like it would fit with some other things of the general ethos of his life, enjoying The Sopranos and such.
Yeah, but if he changed his last name to an Italian-sounding last name, he would sound like a badass mobster. Sean the Finger Monticelli.
Yeah, but here's
the
thing.
That's badass.
If your last name is Italian and you are the Finger, with the implications that you are in one of them families, the Finger sounds like you out here snitching.
You've offed some people, too.
I don't know. The finger sounds like a rat more than it does somebody dope.
It can, but it also sounds like the guy that cut somebody's finger off during some type of interrogation.
That's his signature move.
That's the finger rake. Or either he got his finger cut off for disobeying somebody.
Or he's got a collection of fingers.
He got a half a finger, so they call him the finger.
Yeah, of people that he roughed up. See, now if he went with an Italian last name, he'd be much more respect.
If you say so.
Yeah.
From 346, they say they hold their girl's butt when they take a photo.
Well, okay, that's solid.
All right, I ain't taking the photo with you. Yeah, like,
I feel like you got to make sure that you keep that right there in that particular pocket. If you go any further and you might have some issues, possibly of a legal variety.
Yeah.
And 713, usually it's a drink in my left hand and then there's a hot lady on the other arm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I see what you're doing. So you just got to make sure you get
I'd like to apologize.
Okay, very good.
Or you could do it like Canute Reeves, how he just hold his hands up.
Yeah.
Like especially when you're taking pictures around women, he just kind of do this.
Can't get me. You can't in plain sight.
Yeah, his hands are always in plain sight.
Yep.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
These are my confessions.
For some reason this weekend, I was thinking about the Athletics, as they are called, and talking about, you know, just generally how they're a bad organization. And I got to confess, I think I have a couple of good ideas when it comes to the A's. First and foremost, I think I called them the unincorporated Athletics last week, which tickled me to no end, to be completely honest. But I think I have one up to this.
And that is?
I think, and obviously with all due respect, like I understand that, you know, I'm not making light of the situation, but I do believe that they should be called the unhoused Athletics. Especially when you consider how much of a poverty franchise they are, right? And then to that end, I think with a suitable punishment for them being one of a bottom five franchise whose you know payroll is sub $100 million.
Yeah,
I mean, in fact, I got to go and actually search up their payroll, but they don't spend money. It's still a poverty franchise, and even with all that, they look cool as hell. And I feel like they need a punishment, and that should be they should not be playing in a AAA stadium. They should be a barnstorming team.
Oh, wow.
162 road games. Like, I understand that that would be hell to schedule, but they shouldn't get home games. Why? What have they done to deserve it as an organization?
Well, they left. Do have
fans. They had a home.
They do have fans.
They had a home.
But they have A's fans.
They left it.
How many?
There's a lot of A's fans. A couple hundred? No. There's a lot of A's fans.
Yeah, they had a home and they left it. Y'all could be a barnstormer team until you build a new home.
What would their record be? Holy moly. That would be... That would get ugly. I feel bad. I feel bad for the True Blue A's fans because they're homeless. They are. That.
I feel bad for Oakland, man. It's
yeah, just, 100%.
Everybody is being a sports fan because that was to me. I look at that as a sports city. Oh, just Oakland.
Yeah,
and everybody then left.
Yeah,
And that is fair. The 3-4-6, they did spend a little money this year. Like, they signed Luis Urias and Luis Severino. I think there was probably someone else as well that I'm forgetting. But even then, they get no love for me. Like, this is... What's his man? Fisher? Old boy at the top? The owner of the team? How do you... A history of an organization with cheap ownership... How are you standing out as far and above the cheapest? How did that happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Is he expected to be cheap in Vegas?
I have no idea.
I doubt it. I doubt that will be allowed.
You have to spend some money.
Yeah.
Brent Rooker, that's right. They did end up with that. Fun.
These are my confessions.
So, shout out to the Mokarum injury lawyers. You can see our pretty faces on the YouTube stream and the Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
So, earlier I mentioned, I'm like, man, we need to find a drop. For them too.
Yeah.
Because we got the job for the text line. Mm-hmm. And back here, I got to confess, I was back here trying to.
You were working it?
I was brainstorming. I was trying to figure out something. And Lopez, you probably remember this commercial. And a lot of listeners who've been listening remember this commercial with Clint. And there was a young lady on the commercial too.
Oh, yeah. They did the back and forth?
Yeah. So here's a little snippet of it. And I'm going to let you know where I'm going with this.
How can Mokarum Law help them?
Look, many attorneys portray a fantasy life where accidents only occur on weekdays. But here at Mokarum Law, we keep it 100.
There we go, man.
Oh, that's
I love that.
You don't have to tell me again.
Yeah, so Reggie, when you start the show, tell me how you start the show.
All right, so
and how you shout out all the text line and the video streams and all that stuff.
Okay, let's see if I can get into that bag. All right.
Yeah.
So make sure you get involved with the program. The Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line.
The Texas Hammer!
713-572-4610. Or you can get us on the Mokarum Injury Lawyers live stream.
We keep it 100.
100%. Let's go.
Does that work?
I think that feels good for me. I think it feels good.
That,
and they got to like that. I don't know if that's like a tagline that they have, but it's going to be theirs now. It aired on our airwaves.
It was a tagline. A lot of people on the text line always crack up at that. Mm-hmm. At that, we keep it 100.
We keep it 100.
I love it.
And we could just keep that around. There's more uses
in general.
Yeah, there's more uses for that.
I love it.
Yeah,
I feel successful now, man. Yeah, I found the drop.
You know what? We accomplished something today.
Probably.
Yeah,
we did.
These are my confessions.
I've been weighing not to even mention this, but I'm going to go to the barbecue cook-off on Saturday.
Okay.
Here's the confession.
What time you going, man?
Here's the confession.
Yeah, we gonna see out there.
Hey, Reggie going too, right? You going?
Yeah, bam.
You going Saturday?
Yeah. I should be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you gonna see Reggie, right?
You can get there about tonight. 5 or 6 o'clock?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be gone for about 4 hours by then. I'm going to the barbecue cook-off. What a concept for the barbecue cook-off. I'm getting there about 9 in the morning.
9 in the morning?
And I'll be gone by 1 p.m.
Man, I didn't even know they opened that early, man.
A lot of people didn't. I'm going to go see my buddies that are in all... By the way, this is a little, I know it's a little cocky, but this is pretty dang cool. There's at least 4 teams that are going to use OG sauce in the competition.
Ooh.
So I'm going to go hang out with them and go check out all their cooks. And I'm going to be there for like the barbecue turn in. Y'all don't even know what this is, do you?
I've not.
They turn in, I think like chicken at 11 a.m. and ribs at 1 p.m. or brisket at 3 p.m., something like that. And so they have this, it's 250 teams or thereabouts. I'm going for the barbecue cook-off. I'll be gone by 1 o'clock. Y'all tell me all about the bands and the booze and all that stuff.
I'm just hungry. That's all that did. All that confession let me know is that I'm hungry.
You need to roll with Lopez then.
I might need to. Do I need to just be there all day, though?
People go for the drunk fest.
This would be your first time, so you might as well.
Just 9 to 9, maybe?
Yeah.
Even.
Oh, wow.
It might be later than that.
That's what I'm saying. But that's more than 12 hours in a day,
out there on your feet,
outside, out on the feet, in the parking lot, at the rodeo.
I'll be comfortably at home by about 1:30 or so.
Man.
But here's the thing. If he leaves at 1, what am I doing for that like 4 hours?
Yeah, that's
until
true.
Stuff gets popping.
You'd just be walking around. You'd probably be full, to be honest. Were you ready to
Need
go
a
home
nap.
Anyway?
Right, yeah. where am I taking it? Or maybe I just take it to the house and come back?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Actually, this might sound like a plan.
To be honest, there is another reason I'm leaving early. I was going to go Saturday night. That's my 40th anniversary party.
Oh, congratulations. Okay.
Yeah. That's a good reason.
Are you going to be sleeping on the couch, or did you actually figure something out?
Well, I don't know if she's
going to show up. What y'all doing, going fishing?
I don't even know if she's
going to
show
up. Going to a fishing show?
She may not show up.
Hey, babe, we going to a fishing show. I got to work.
You're dang right. Maybe I'll take her to the barbecue. See all the pitmasters.
Yeah, so you can check on your OG sauce.
Check on the OG sauce. Look,
all about you.
Watch all these pitmasters turning in their meat.
She's at the party. She going to have to take you antiquing, man.
You got to go antiquing
for the rest of the year. Every weekend for the rest of the year.
Does Jan like hiking? Because that feels like something that you need.
She actually, that's one of her favorite things.
Yeah, you about to be hiking.
Yeah, that's one of her favorite things.
Hike your ass somewhere else.
Hike over here.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Those are our confessions, our lunchtime confessions on this Tuesday. Coming up next, let's jump out to West Palm Beach. As the Astros are playing baseball right now against the Mets, let's check in with Seth Payne of Payne and Pendergast out in West Palm Beach and get an update, a lay of the land there. We'll do that next.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.